Netflix. See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I know that Ronnie would be thrilled, and is thrilled, to have all of you share in his 100th birthday. Doesn't seem possible, but that's what it is. Thank you so much.
A frail Nancy Reagan speaking at an event over the weekend celebrating the 100th birthday of her husband. I was going to say her former husband, but not quite. Well, I guess he was. Formerly, he was the president. Formerly, he was her husband. And formerly, he was the dad of Michael and Ron. And so the Talk Radio Countdown Show begins with a lot of discussion from this past weekend. The Talk Radio Countdown Show focusing on what's going on, hot stuff in the world of talk radio, talk television, both sides of the issue presented as much as we can find the audio from said aforementioned talk radio and talk television programs. This hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show begins with that focus. I'm Doug Steffen. We move now to former Secretary of State James Baker, who attended the celebration and had lots to say.
I would like to repeat something that President Reagan said during his farewell address to the nation. Sitting at his Oval Office desk for one last time, he talked about that city on a hill, about future challenges, and about his years in the White House. And he talked about his other nickname, the Great Communicator. I never thought it was my style or the words I used that made a difference, he said. It was the content. I wasn't a great communicator, but I communicated great things, and they didn't spring full bloom from my brow. They came from the heart of a great nation, from our experience and our wisdom and our belief in the principles that have guided us for two centuries. He also said, they called it the Reagan Revolution. Well, he may have said, well, I'll accept that. But for me, it always seemed more like the great rediscovery, a rediscovery of our values and our common sense. Ladies and gentlemen, every single strand of Ronald Reagan's DNA was coded with a firm conviction, and that was his belief that we Americans do indeed have a rendezvous with destiny. Were he here today, and were he here today, I know that Ronald Reagan would challenge us to march toward that rendezvous, heads high, proud, and confident. And he would remind us that each generation of Americans must rediscover its values and its common sense. The Gipper might cock his head, smile that infectious smile, and tell us that if we do those things, our nation will soar once again and forevermore. He helped us rediscover who we were. He reminded us of our history, and he challenged us to have big dreams about where we are going. When all is said and done, that may be his greatest legacy.
James Baker, former Secretary of State, and had actually a number of jobs, federal jobs, during the reign. Reign is probably not the right. I saw a speech of the King's speech, so I'm thinking about monarchy, et cetera, et cetera. He was a couple of different secretariats and I think helped get Ronald Reagan elected, if I'm not mistaken, as chairman of the reelection committee, a number of different jobs. Anyway, and someone who's highly touted as perhaps one of our better diplomats over the recent years. Also, actor Gary Sinise spoke at the event, recalling the former president's support of the military.
He felt a deep obligation to and kinship with what he called the best damn kids who served in our armed forces. He worked tirelessly every day to keep them out of harm's way, but at the same time, he made sure that if they had to go into battle, they had everything they needed and more. He cared about them, and they knew it. So Ronald Reagan has always loomed large in my mind, in my imagination. I will always be grateful for the chance to share in this day, and I leave you with these final thoughts. Sometime, when the team is up against it, and the brakes are beating the boys, tell them to go out there with all they've got and win just one for the Gipper.
You knew that was going to, at some point in time during this whole thing, you knew that was going to surface. Win one for the Gipper. By the way, if you missed all of this, you want to see it again, we have the complete Ronald Reagan tribute video that aired over the weekend at DougStephan.com. On Meet the Press yesterday, Dick Gregory and Andrea Mitchell talked about the way some Republicans are trying to reshape Ronald Reagan into the image that best serves their purposes.
Reagan was much more of a pragmatist than he was an ideologue when it came to the major issues.
Absolutely.
Taxes, Social Security, and the like.
I mean, he said, this is the sound you hear around my feet. It's the concrete breaking around my feet, whatever the exact words were. People are trying, Republicans in particular, obviously, trying to appropriate Ronald Reagan for their own political purposes now. But his vision and his ability to work across party lines was so far broader. He stuck to his principles. He was authentic, which is, I think, one of the reasons why he's so admired after all of these years. But he knew when he needed to compromise, and he did. And he reached out with Democrats, not just the boll weevils, who were the conservative Texas Democrats, but with Tip O'Neill and liberal Massachusetts Democrats as well, when he needed to get something done. And with the help, the guidance of people like Jim Baker, but the genius of it all was that Ed Meese was there. There were conservatives there, and Jim Baker, more moderate Republicans. And it was a bit messy at times, but he had a range of views.
Yeah, that's probably his strength. From my point of view, I always thought that Reagan was great at listening to all sides and considering all sides, much more so than many of the people who are bearing his mantle today. You can take your pick of any number of people who want to come across as the new Reagan, like it was some kind of magic. Maybe it was to a certain extent. But the guy knew how to listen to people. That's one of the real problems we have, I think, in politics today. People don't listen. They want to yap all the time. 800-510-8255. That'll be one of the things perhaps some of you will want to call about, talk about. We'll have people lining up in a few minutes. What did you think about Ronald Reagan? Was the was there a sense with you during those 8 years and maybe a little before and a little after when you knew of his influence that he was responsible for real good things or maybe bad things? A lot of people are pretty harsh on Reagan today, so hopefully we'll get calls on both sides. Mix and match here on the Countdown. I'm Doug Stephan. It's 13 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes, offer in store only, and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores, includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Review. Hot stuff going on, the discussion aiming today, and there's been some of it on both sides with people tearing him apart or putting him together. What happens is all these things get twisted and turned around. Here's from Ohio radio host Gary Jeff Walker talking about the things that made him, Ronald Reagan, such a great president in his mind.
Probably the most famous speech during Reagan's presidency occurred at the Brandenburg Gate in then West Germany when Ronald Reagan spoke these words, among others.
As long as this gate is closed, as long as this scar of a wall is permitted to stand, it is not the German question alone that remains open, but the question of freedom for all mankind. In the 1950s, Khrushchev predicted, "We will bury you." But in the West today, we see a free world that has achieved a level of prosperity and well-being unprecedented in all human history. In the communist world, we see failure. There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
There were people at the State Department. There were people in the highest levels of American government that did not want Ronald Reagan to make that speech. They did not want him to say, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." Ronald Reagan decided that he was going to make that speech, and he did. The thing that makes President Reagan great in my mind is that he was not the establishment candidate. He bucked the Republican establishment on more than one occasion. He was conservative because it was the right thing. In another one of his speeches earlier in the 60s, he said, "There is no left and no right. There is only up or down. And we can choose to go up or we can choose to go down. And it's a matter of doing the right thing." I'm paraphrasing.
Pretty astute. Yeah.
Ronald Reagan. Too bad we can't bring him back.
No, it's a different time now. 800-510-8255. There's a lot of truth to what that radio host had to say. Your call is coming up next on the countdown.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
News.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. That's 23 past the hour. We're focused, at least for this part of our countdown, on President Reagan, former President Reagan's tribute. And we'll move on. There's a lot of discussion, as you might imagine, over Bill O'Reilly's interview with President Obama. We'll get to that. But first, some of your calls on Ronald Reagan, starting with Tom, who's listening in Loveland, Ohio. And his focus, I guess, echoes what a lot of people thought about Ronald Reagan. Go ahead, sir.
When he left office, I was 21. And for a 21-year-old, you know, to really feel close to this president who was 70-something when he left, I believe, it really was almost unheard of at the time, but not at the time, but before then, you know, usually the younger ones would go for the younger presidents, the Democrats usually. That was the thing about Reagan. I mean, all my friends loved Reagan, and, he went across the ages. He gave a speech at the Republican convention. It was his last speech in Houston, I believe it was. I don't know if you remember that, but it was, in essence, his goodbye speech, and there were people in that hall there, the cameras, the people were crying. It was just amazing how this guy connected with everybody.
Yeah, he was very emotionally adept. He was emotional himself, but he's very, I think there were a lot of cool things that came out of Ronald Reagan's mouth. I'd echo that, Tom, with you as well. 800-510-8255. Moving a little to the east, Ed calls from Pennsylvania with thoughts on Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan started the downward destruction of the middle class. Let me explain. The middle class, and some punching us in this big deficit. Ronald Reagan, when he was done, we added $5 or $6 trillion to the deficit. Bush came in between the tax cuts, the two wars, and the prescription drug added another $5 or $6 trillion. So that brings you up to $11 or $12 trillion. And Reagan's tax cuts were only for 2 years at a time, not these 10-year deals. That has really, you know, helped to really plunge us big deep into debt.
Sir, that is the most asinine statement I've heard anybody make for a long, long time about Ronald Reagan. When Jimmy Carter was president of the United States, he sent this, his leadership, but not, it's not about the human beings, it's about the job they did. Jimmy Carter did a lot, as Barack Obama has done and George Bush before him, to send this the country in the wrong direction, really in the wrong direction. And as far as the debt is concerned, we were in the hole unbelievably.
And it was close. It wasn't a depression, but it sure as heck was a recession. But you remember 18% interest rates and the cost of fuel going up four times in 1 year. I mean, talking about four times more expensive at the end of the year than it was at the beginning of the year in the lines of the gas pumps, all of that stuff. You don't remember that? You have a poor memory, sir. 800-510-8255. All right. Mark calls the countdown now from North Carolina. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the countdown live.
I'm 65. And I remember Ronald Reagan all the way back from California. And he raised taxes till people squeaked in California when he was governor there, and a lot of people lost their homes and stuff. But the main thing that I remember Reagan for was when he was president, and he immediately fired all the air traffic controllers. And I was just, I just didn't know what to think about that, because I've never seen any president take workers, people who are actual workers, and come down on them so hard as he did. And also he did the number where he kicked a lot of people out of, you know, like sanitariums and stuff like that. So he wasn't afraid to make moves like that, but it was almost like affecting people to that point in such a harsh way. Those are the things I remember about him when I was younger.
So you think he was harsh? Apparently he's gone away. All right. 800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 minutes past the hour. We'll take a few more of these calls. And the essence of the bottom line here is that there are a lot of people that still have lots to say, and I want to make sure that you have your time to say it. So feel free, 800-510-8255, or you can join us via the connection in print, Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Pittsburgh Steelers dietitian Leslie Bonsi gives advice to many of your favorite athletes. We can learn a lot from these star players both on and off the field, like how to step outside our comfort zones and experiment with our diet and exercise routines. In the spirit of shaking things up for better health in 2011, Bonsi shares some inside tips and inspiration.
Just like all of us, high-performance athletes need to make smart food choices in order to remain at their physical and mental peak. I advise my athletes to eat a balanced diet loaded with fruits, vegetables, and proteins. Incorporating plant-based proteins like whole soy into a daily diet can help maximize overall health. One thing I often recommend to my athletes is SoyJoy. It has uniquely nutritious, tasty, all-natural ingredients like real fruit and whole soy. And with 130 to 140 calories, SoyJoy fits perfectly into various parts of your day. Start off your morning with a SoyJoy bar or throw one in your gym bag for a pre- or post-workout boost.
For more tips to shake up your routine this year, visit Facebook.com/SoyJoy.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why so?
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Now, 33 minutes after the hour, 800-510-8255. We're going to spend some time overviewing the Bill O'Reilly conversation with President Obama here on the countdown and get to some of your calls there. But there are a lot of people who want to be heard with regard to Mr. Reagan, so let us go back to that as time allows. 800-510-8255. All right, there's another gentleman here named Mark. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the countdown now.
Yes, sir. Mr. Doug, I'm sitting here at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, well, Jacksonville, really, and I want to ask you a question. If Ronald Reagan was in office when we had the Iraqi war, do you think, in your opinion, do you think he would have went ahead and finished the job the first time, or would he did the same thing as Bush?
He would have finished it the first time. I don't think there would have been a – and it isn't – there's two answers to that question. There are two parts to that question. Number one, I think he would have finished. He would have had a little more chutzpah and gone in and cleaned up the mess that needed to be cleaned up. That in Tampa, isn't that awful? Schwarzkopf. I just wanted to recall his name. Schwarzkopf advised Colin Powell and the president to go all the way. We have the troops. We have the strength. We have the ability. We have the endurance. We have the machinery. Let's go finish it. And both of them said. Although George Bush the father, who I think this was the best moment of Bush's presidency was this, because there was action and there were results, and it was a strong time. It was something that needed to be done. It was cut out of the same cloth as World War II, whereas going into Iraq afterwards was not. We can debate this till the cows come home in terms of whether we ought to have gone into. We wouldn't have had to. Had Reagan been president, and they had cleaned up the mess. Now, if you went one step further with that, let me just finish what I was saying. To go to the next step, and that is, if Ronald Reagan had become president again for some reason, and it wasn't George Bush, would we have gone into Iraq? Absolutely not. He never would have. One of the things that Ronald Reagan had was a lot of integrity, even though he was influenced by Cheney and Rumsfeld too much. I've told that story on the air before about how Reagan was influenced by his wife. We all know that. She wanted to have our country invest in lots of new ways of power and to get away from the oil and the Middle East and stuff. But Cheney and Rumsfeld convinced Reagan that we had so much oil and we would get it so cheaply forever and ever that we didn't have to spend a lot of money. Let's just go make our relationships good with the Middle East and get all of their oil. We see how intelligent that thinking was. All right, so you had another question.
If you were president during that time, would you have went all the way, or would you have went back a second time?
Not that it makes any difference. I would have done what we were just saying Reagan would have done. I would have finished the job. All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255. Interesting exchange of conversation. We're having a conversation right now about the celebration of the weekend. Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, commemorated on the 100th anniversary of his birth. 1,500 people, actors, musicians, former advisors and friends paid tribute to Reagan on the east lawn of the Presidential Library there in Simi Valley, California. Nancy Reagan said that she knew Ronnie would be thrilled with this. The tribute included kind of interesting happy birthday from the Beach Boys and some other performances, too. Amy Grant sang. Lone Star was singing there. James Baker had lots to say. It was neat. Reagan was 93 when he passed away in 2004, as you may remember. So this is a follow-through on that with some of your calls. Michael is in Woodbridge, Virginia, listening to the Big Talker in Washington at 1580. Go ahead, Michael.
I don't understand where these people get all this hate from. I mean, Reagan was, when he talked, I remember as a young man, I would sit and I would just feel so much like an American, and it would bring tears to my eyes because you could truly see that he was above the, you know, the politics, the rhetoric, just the BS. He just told it like it was, and people don't like that. People want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. You know, and it's sad. I mean, the man has passed on, and his birthday's coming up. And we need more people like him. You know, I think he would be proud of, you know, the conservatives. I don't think he'd be proud of this country, though. I think he would shed a tear.
You know, I think there's something to what you've said there, Michael. I don't think Reagan would have liked very interesting how influenced he was by his wife. And I think that would have brought a lot of she would not have liked Sarah Palin at all. And that would have been, you know, there were a lot of people, including this next fellow. Let's see what he has to say. He thinks that he didn't think much of Reagan. He didn't think much of Sarah Palin. I don't think Ronald Reagan would have thought much of Sarah Palin. Go ahead, sir.
How about when they were passing out food to the poor, and he said, how come there's never a good case of botulism when you need one? And how about when he told the Iranians to hold on to the hostages till after Inauguration Day? As bad as a human being as Ronald Reagan was, I think he finds Sarah Palin repulsive because when she was running for vice president, there were people in the audience yelling, kill him, in reference to Obama. And as bad as Reagan was, at least he was civil about it. He wouldn't want people yelling, kill his opponent. I mean, he might have been a rotten president and he did rotten things, but at least he was civil about it.
He's a bad guy, but he was nice about being a bad guy. That's an interesting thought. I, again, repeat what I said before. I think that that there are many things about Sarah Palin that a lot of people like, but I don't think the Reagans would have cared much for her. It's a different time now, and I don't think that Reagan would have liked a lot of things. The gentleman is correct, I think, in one respect, that he was extraordinarily civil. He was tough about some things. A lot of people moaned and groaned about the traffic, the air traffic controllers, but that was something that, frankly, needed to be done. I thought that was the right move. And a lot of things that Reagan, of more recent president, my favorite president of all time is Ike, at least in my life. I think that you can make the argument that that Abraham Lincoln may have been the best president in the history of the country, but there are a lot of people, some people think FDR was. It depends on your point of view and your experience as much as anything else. Here's Jude in St. Louis with some thoughts for you folks who are big on Mr. Reagan.
I don't necessarily fit into what is now in regarding the Republican Party. I'm a moderate Republican and proud of it. And the point taken and being, so is Reagan. Reagan wasn't some arch-right conservative irrational nut job who thought the government was out to get him. Reagan worked with Tip O'Neill when he had to, and his simple mantra was basically, for all intents and purposes, when we leave this table, I'm the president, I'll take 60, I'll gladly, but somewhat grudgingly give you 40, and we'll see each other next election. This nonsense, as far as people standing nose to nose in town hall with spittle flying in each other's faces, daring representatives to come home, I mean, this nonsense is an irrational amoeba. Nothing of Reagan's birthing. This is some nonsense, and with people in my party, and also left-wing wackadoos who thought Bush was Hitler. I mean, as far as rational commentary, Reagan wouldn't fall for any of this. When the bombing occurred overseas, Lebanon, and Reagan brought our troops out, today the very same morons who stand around and say they adore Reagan, and how right-wing he was, would call that cut and run. Reagan was not right-wing. He was what they would call these days a rhino, a common-sense Republican who voted his kitchen table and loved this country. I mean, the Republican Party has become lemmings.
I'm with you, sir. Man, that's about as good an overview as I've heard from a caller in a long, long time about what the Republicans have become, and I think that all the people that are trying to steal his legacy they do a disservice to him and all of this stuff. One of the things that brought about a lot of controversy this past week was the Time magazine cover, which showed Barack Obama and Ronald Reagan together. That really sent a lot of people who are right-wing Republicans over the top. But I'm like you, sir. I think that the Republican Party has lost a lot of its starch, and therefore I was a lifelong member of the Republican Party. I've opted out as long as they continue to toe the line or present things the way they do. 800-510-8255. Let's let Wes in Oklahoma sort of sum all of this up.
I think it's a completely different era. And, people tend to forget Reagan was a Democrat and switched to a Republican. Now, I think the difference between then and now are the financial situations, the ideas. There's just so much. It's almost hard to compare the two. I think he would appreciate some of the aspects of Obama's policies, and he'd appreciate some of the drive of the Tea Party people. But all in all, I just think it's just too big of a difference of time to really compare the two. So I would say that he would probably be okay with it, but I would hope he would be an independent.
I think you may be right on that. There's a couple of good last callers there. 800-510-8255. I think as I'm looking at what we need to cover in terms, I'd like to go on with this, but I think we got to get to Bill O'Reilly and President Obama. But I would leave the Reagan discussion with a final thought from my own perspective in terms of liking him. Because he was likable, even though he did some things that you'd look back in history. Nobody's perfect. You look back at the legacy, and nobody comes out either as good or as bad. Look at how we admire Bill Clinton these days, and a lot of you didn't before, but you compared him to George Bush and thought, hey, there's somebody who's better. It's all pretty relative. And then there are some people who think that George Bush stands up better now than he did when he was president, comparing him to the current president. Okay. But the people who are trying to glorify their own positions by hanging on to Ronald Reagan are an example of the big phoniness that they come up with your own ideas. They can be hanging on to somebody else's ideas. Let's come up with some new ideas and some new things that apply to the present. 15 before the hour in the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Tomorrow on History. Top Shot is back and reloaded. I'm Colby Donaldson, host of History's hit competition series, Top Shot.
I love shooting against bigger, stronger, tougher men.
Each week, we'll put America's best sharpshooters through elimination challenges that will blow you away. From medieval crossbow.
I'm not just a shooter, I'm an athlete.
To firing from a moving vehicle.
I'm going
to
destroy the competition.
Top Shot, reloaded. A brand new season starts tomorrow at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
All right, so the Talk Radio Countdown continuing now with our focus on the president's interview before the Super Bowl with Bill O'Reilly. This is really pretty insightful stuff, including a discussion about the situation in Egypt.
All right, Mubarak, is he going to leave soon?
Well, you know, he knows what he's going to do. But here's what we know, is that Egypt is not going to go back to what it was. The Egyptian people want freedom. They want free and fair elections. They want a representative government. They want a responsive government. And so what we've said is you have to start a transition now. Mubarak's already decided he's not running for re-election again. His term is up this year. And what we've said is let's make sure that you get all the groups together in Egypt, let the Egyptian people make a determination what's the process for an orderly transition, but one that is a meaningful transition and that leads to a government that's...
So you don't know when he's going to leave?
Well, you know, ultimately, the United States can't absolutely dictate what happens. But what we can, do, Bill, is we can say that the time is now for you to start making a change in that country.
He's already done that. Like the longer he stays in, the more people are going to die. And the other problem is Mubarak knows a lot of bad things about the United States. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Well, let me say this. The United States and Egypt have been a partner for a long time.
Right. He's done bad things.
He has been a good partner when it comes to the peace with Israel. There have been counterterrorism efforts that he's been very supportive of. But what we've also consistently said to him, both publicly and privately, is that trying to suppress your own people is something that is not sustainable. And part of the message that I think we're seeing all around the world is when you resort to suppression, when you resort to violence, that does not work.
Yeah, but it worked for 30 years, so he had his run. But he knows a lot of bad things about us. rendition and all of that, and I'm sure you know that. So I'm just worried that he might go off the reservation.
All right, this O'Reilly knows how to get those last 2 or 3 seconds worth of a comment in there. We'll get some calls, actually a little more on Egypt coming up. A lot of people talking about Egypt and some of your calls as time allows here on the countdown.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We are focused on the Bill O'Reilly conversation with President Obama the day before the Super Bowl. He talked about Egypt with the president and a number of other things. We're going to try to pull out the highlights. Then we'll take a couple of calls about some of the things that the president said with O'Reilly. Egypt is probably the most important, but there were some other anecdotal things. First, though, the president and O'Reilly talk about the Muslim Brotherhood.
The Muslim Brotherhood, great concern to a lot of people. They're a threat to the USA.
I think that the Muslim Brotherhood is one faction in Egypt. They don't have majority support in Egypt. But they are well organized, and there are strains of their ideology that are anti-U.S. There's no doubt about it. But here's the thing that we have to understand. There are a whole bunch of secular folks in Egypt. There are a whole bunch of educators and civil society in Egypt that wants to come to the fore as well. And so it's important for us not to say that our only two options are either the Muslim Brotherhood or a suppressed
but you don't want the Muslim
Egyptian people. What I want is a representative government in Egypt. And I have confidence that if Egypt moves in an orderly transition process, that we'll have a government in Egypt that we can work with together as a partner.
Those are tough boys, the Muslim Brotherhood. I wouldn't want them anywhere near that government.
All right, so but anyway, O'Reilly and Obama, I mean, I can hear some of the right-wing talk hosts today referring to those comments from Obama about the Muslim Brotherhood and then using his name as that. There are the comments from Barack Hussein Obama. O'Reilly also asked the president if he was trying to increase his approval rating by moving away from the left.
The pundits now say you're moving to the center to raise your approval. Is that true? You're moving to the center?
No. Here's what I think is true. Over the first 2 years of my presidency, we had a complete disaster, right? We had a complete crisis. The financial markets were breaking down. We were slipping into a Great Depression. And we had to take a bunch of extraordinary steps in order to make sure that the economy was growing again, which it is now growing, making sure that the private sector was creating jobs again. It's now doing that. And now our focus is not on refighting the battles of the last 2 years.
So you're not moving to the center?
I didn't move to where people thought I was.
You haven't moved anywhere. You're the same guy.
Well, I'm the same guy, and my practical focus, my common sense focus right now is how do we out-innovate, out-educate, out-build, out-compete the rest of the world? How do we create jobs here in the United States of America? How do we make sure that businesses are thriving? But how do we also make sure that ordinary Americans can live out the American dream? Because right now they don't feel like they are.
I hope you can do it. Because Americans need to be secure in their lives.
Bill O'Reilly talking to the president. I have to chuckle. He's the same guy. Come on. All right. The final question that we're going to air here, the discussion of whether or not Obama is hated.
I asked this to President Bush when I talked to him a few weeks ago. Does it disturb you that so many people hate you? I mean, it's a serious question.
The truth is that the people, and I'm sure previous presidents would say the same thing, whether it was Bush or Clinton or Reagan or anybody. The people who dislike you don't know you.
They hate you.
Even the folks who hate you, they don't know you.
That's true.
What they hate is whatever funhouse mirror image of you that's out there. And they don't know you. And so you don't take it personally.
No, you don't ever?
No, because you know that if you
doesn't
just...
Doesn't it annoy you sometimes?
Look, I think that by the time you get here, you have to have had a pretty thick skin. If you didn't, then you probably wouldn't have gotten here.
I think that's pretty astute on his part, Frank. What do you think? 800-510-8255. All right, let's squeeze in a couple of calls, including Mohammed calling. He's an Egyptian immigrant living in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
I'm originally from Egypt. I wonder, there is a point I need to talk about. If you don't come beside, if the USA will not come beside the Egyptian people, they will alienate with the Iranian Shia, and we will lose the whole people in the Middle East. We will lose the Sunni and the Shia, and this will be a big disaster for USA. I wish the USA will come with the morality of the freedom and the democracy and come beside the Egyptian people. The President Sadat was much better, really. Yeah, he's a peaceful man. He was good in Egypt. He started the freedom in Egypt. But unfortunately, he couldn't stay longer enough to keep the movement of the freedom for the Egyptian people.
All right, George in Pennsylvania, you have the final word here.
The people of Egypt, all they want is food. 80%, 90% make $2 to $10 a day. Our own government, who claims that $20,000 a year is poverty, the minimum wage is $8 an hour. They legislate poverty, our own government. And the middle class, I wonder how much longer the middle class can take it before they turn into Egypt.
All right, a lot of people have that on their mind and lots of other things. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you.